WBUR has learned more about the tip that led to Bulger's arrest in Santa Monica on Wednesday. Law enforcement sources say it came from a woman living in Iceland. She said she used to live next door to Bulger and his girlfriend, Catherine Grieg, in California, and she recognized them in a report on CNN this week. According to rental records and neighbors, Bulger and Grieg had been living there for the past 15 years. WBUR's Monica Brady Myrob is in Santa Monica and has this.
Neighbors say they'd often see Charlie and Carol Gasco walking the beach bluff in the mornings and evenings. The man they knew as Charlie usually wore big sunglasses and a baseball hat, hardly an eyebrow-raising disguise in the California sun. Carol looked much older than her 60 years. Together, they acted like a retired couple living on a fixed income. Now the neighbors are coming to terms with the reality it was reputed Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger and his longtime girlfriend Catherine Grieg. Bulger was known as a dog lover, and that's how Denise Walsh met him.
5 years ago, I had another bull terrier, and he, as soon as I walked out of my home, he commented on my dog, and he said, "Oh, I love your dog. I had a bull terrier, and they're the best dogs."
Walsh says she didn't know Bulger's name, but could tell he was from Boston by his accent. She assumed he was married to Grieg, and once told her husband she wished they could enjoy such a quiet retirement.
I said this to my husband. It's so funny, I always used to look at those people and say, gosh, maybe, honey, maybe that's us when we're old. And then he said to me, yeah, except for we won't have a price on our head and have 30 guns in our apartment.
It appears Bulger and Grieg lived a frugal and unremarkable life here in Santa Monica. They didn't own a car, they lived in a rent-controlled apartment for about $1,100 a month, and they shopped for organic produce at the 99-cent store. Many of Bulger's acquaintances and friends in Santa Monica say they're shocked and overwhelmed by the news of his capture. Barbara Gluck, for instance, who's been friendly with Grieg for more than a decade, says she wanted to know more about their relationship.
I never inquired, and I was always curious, and I was at some point a little concerned when he would have those flare-ups. When she and I stopped to talk and he would yell, "Don't talk to her! You know, let's get going," or, you know, "let's go."
Grieg was a gentle, kind woman, Gluck says, and she always wondered what her attraction was to Bulger. Grieg blamed Bulger's outbursts on dementia, but that could be a ruse because others in the building, including Josh Bond, say Bulger was not losing his mind. Bond says he interacted with Bulger about 2 times a week for 4 years.
For me, I was chattier with him than her, but that, you know, she was very nice, very sweet.
Are you just in shock?
I think everybody that lives there is in shock. I mean, you know, it's not every day that one of the most wanted men in America happens to be your neighbor and gets arrested by the FBI.
Bond, who lives next door to Bulger and Grieg, is reluctant to detail what he knows about Bulger's life. Bond is also the building manager and collected Bulger's rent in cash. The 28-year-old is a graduate of Boston University and remembers as a student reading one story about Bulger's criminal activities, but he's never connected that to the person he's known as his nice next-door neighbor. Now that he's read more about Bulger's alleged crimes, Bond taps nervously on his knee.
Especially you start reading stories about him and then, you know, kind of hear about some of the stuff he did and you're just like, wow, that's not what that's not who I thought was living next to me, but.
All the neighbors were shocked when the Gasco's quiet charade was broken Wednesday night as the FBI swooped into the modest 3-story apartment building. The arrest of Bulger and Grieg ended their sham retirement in this seaside community. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady Myrov in Santa Monica, California.